This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Republican-controlled U.S. Senate has handed President Donald Trump a major pre-election political victory. Tonight, it confirmed his Supreme Court nominee, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, in a 52-48 vote along party lines. One Republican, Susan Collins, voted against the confirmation. The White House is holding an outdoor celebration tonight to mark the event and administer the first of two swearing-in ceremonies. The ceremony comes a month after a similar event to announce Barrett's nomination. The outdoor announcement was linked to a COVID-19 outbreak that infected President Trump, the First Lady, and several others. Judge Barrett will succeed the liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died last month. At the ceremony, conservative Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas will administer one of the two oaths of office that Barrett will have to take. That's according to a White House official. The Supreme Court says Chief Justice John Roberts will administer the second separate judicial oath at the Supreme Court on Tuesday. Mr. Trump pressed the Senate to confirm Judge Barrett to the lifetime post before the November 3rd election. This creates a 6-3 conservative majority on the top U.S. judicial body. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the Republican majority was, quote, lighting its credibility on fire. That's the end of the quote. By proceeding with the vote so close to the election. During the final term of President Barack Obama, a Democrat, Republicans blocked Obama's election year nomination in 2016, allowing his Republican successor, Donald Trump, to make the pick. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. You can also find there our easy-to-use app, which you can download. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.